Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And it's a beautiful day. Not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
the Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and I'm so excited you tuned in, and I believe I have a message from God hot off the press just for you. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, for whom all praise and glory is due your name, we worship you, Almighty God. That is what our hearts long to do. We yearn to spend time with our first love, the one who created us and loved us first. Heavenly Father, we rest in your presence. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. You know, Street Love family, I'm learning in my walk as a minister that more people are hurting today since COVID than in any other time since I've been doing the street ministry. The children are stressed out and fighting with their parents. Family and friends seem to be more easily offended. And many want to fight or debate all the time. You know we're in the last days, amen? And some of you woke up angry, left the house angry. We've got to give it to God behind closed doors. Whatever it is that's bothering you, he'll reveal to you what's actually bothering you. Christians give or handle their issues by going to God behind closed doors. The title of today's message is Behind Closed Doors. Luke 12:2 says, "For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known." Luke 8:17, "For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad." Street Love family, we are all going through something, right? Whether it's financial, physical, or lack of faith in certain areas. As Christians, no one else should ever know you're even having a financial, physical, or lack of faith issue because you know where your help comes from. What am I trying to say? The next time you initiate road rage or yelling at strangers or cursing out your coworkers, it's time to go behind closed doors and get with God. You're dealing with your issues the world's way, and Christians don't respond the world's way. We go to God behind closed doors. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story. We're going to be in the book of Daniel, chapter 6. I'm going to do a little reading and a little improvising. Glory to God. King Darius made Daniel one of the most powerful men in the kingdom. But there were those who were jealous of Daniel and sought ways to discredit him, particularly attacking his religion or his faith. So I'm going to go to Daniel 6, and I'm going to read verses 6 through 7. "Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said, thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal decree or statute that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O King Darius, he shall be cast into the den of lions. They convinced King Darius to pass this royal decree, ordering everyone to worship the king only for 1 month, and the penalty would be to be thrown into the den of lions. And Daniel ignored this order." I'm going to verse 10. "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house behind closed doors and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. He continued his practice of openly praying to the God of the Hebrews 3 times each day. And when the king was told about Daniel, he had no choice but to obey his own royal decree and cast Daniel into the pit with the lions." I'm going to verse 19, and I'm going to read 19 through 22. "Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me." I'm jumping to 33. 23. Then was the king exceeding glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. Glory to his holy name. So there are 3 points the Lord wants me to share with you that we should do behind closed doors. Now, one thing I want to say is that when Daniel heard the news, he didn't debate, he didn't fight, he didn't cry, he didn't scream. He went and did what he had done before. He went behind closed doors, got on his knees, right? 3 times a day. And the 3 things you should be doing is like Daniel. Number one, you should be building your godly character in private. Just like Daniel went to God 3 times a day, you got to go before the Lord all day long, not just 3 times a day. Just like when you're in a relationship with someone, whether it's your husband or your wife, you're calling them all day. What's for dinner? How was work? How was your day? Where are we doing this weekend? Did you get that outfit out? Did you wash the clothes? All day long. When you're in a relationship with someone, just like with God, you got to keep going before him. That's how you build your relationship with God. But you do it in reading his word daily, listening to the word daily, and speaking godly affirmations over yourself. I can do all things through Christ. I'm the head and not the tail. You got to speak those words over your life. Amen. Pray over your family. Pray over your pastor. Just to God and building that godly character. Amen. Point number 2, praise and thank God. Praise and thank God. I'm going to say it again. Praise and thank God. Number 3, consistently do point 1 and 2. Consistently build your godly character and consistently praise and thank God. Hallelujah. In that last verse, Daniel 6 and 23, he said, no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. Can you believe in your God? Can you believe in your God that he won't let anything happen to you? When you get behind doors and find out what's going on, why are you yelling? Why are you screaming at the kids? Why are you yelling at strangers? Sister Shelley's street love testimony. Well, this testimony happened years ago, long before I had ever picked up a Bible. I was raised Episcopalian, so we just came to church, right? So I was a baby Christian, just going to church and saying the Lord's Prayer. And maybe the family's prayer with my kids, but that was pretty much it. And I met a guy who I had been going to school with him. We had been going to college together, and then the last day he asked me out. We started going out for about 2 months, and he was saved and I was saved. And about 2 months in, we decided to be serious, but we were going to keep ourselves. We weren't going to have sex, and I was just getting excited, right? But something was not right. I had a headache. And if you don't know this about Sister Shelley, there are only 2 times I get a headache: when I'm pregnant and when I have a toothache. And him and I weren't sexually active, and my tooth wasn't bothering me. So something was wrong. And it wasn't a throbbing headache. It was just a piercing, never going away. But I could still function and get through stuff, and I never felt like I needed medicine. I just felt like something was wrong. Even though I didn't know the word of God, I had heard stories, and I remembered the story about Daniel, about him getting on his knees. And I thought, I need to get before God and just find out, and maybe he'll tell me what's going on. And so I asked my mom to wash the kids, and I said, I just need to be alone. I didn't tell her I was getting before God. I just decided I was going to get before God on my own. And I went and I closed my doors. I got on my knees and I prayed. And I said, Lord, I'm not getting up because something's not right. And, you know, I didn't even really know how to pray. I was always taught just talk to him, right? And when I fell asleep, I had a dream. And in my dream, he revealed to me, and it was like he went back to different places that him and I had been and showed me different things that were like signs. And when I woke up, I knew that this guy I was dating was gay. The headache completely went away. Afterwards, all I could do was praise and thank God. And I didn't even know how to do it back then. I just said, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for showing this to me. Thank you for revealing this to me. Why? Because I dodged a bullet, right? God revealed the secret, the hidden thing this guy was trying to throw at me. Glory to God. So it doesn't matter if you're a baby Christian or a senior level top dog Christian. If you take whatever it is to our Heavenly Father behind closed doors, He will reveal what's aching you. He'll reveal what's hidden. He'll reveal whatever is covered up, because our Heavenly Father wants to lead and guide you into all truth. Glory to God. In conclusion, behind closed doors is the answer to a lot of our problems. You have to humble yourself, take the needed time to get before the Lord in prayer. His word says in Matthew 11, 28 through 29, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We come unto him behind closed doors, and we shall find rest in our souls. Glory to God. Glory to his holy name. Well, I hope this message was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Are you ready? Have you been listening to this message and maybe you're the baby Christian and you're like, I need to receive him. I need Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready? Just repeat after me. It's really simple. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your Son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he was raised from the dead just for me. I confess him as my Lord. I am saved. Glory to God. I have a second invitation, and that's to rededicate your life to Christ. That just means that at some point you receive Jesus, and maybe you walked away. Maybe you backslid. Maybe you just walked away from him. But you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So you confess underneath your breath anything you need to the Lord, and I'll pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our Street Love listeners who want to rededicate their lives today according to 1 John 1 and 9. They are confessing to you exactly what they need to, their sins, just to you, Father God. And I believe that right now they are being forgiven, they are being cleansed, and they are coming back to you wholeheartedly right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That bell is just for you, those who receive Jesus for the first time, and those who are rededicating their lives. Hallelujah. Well, Street Love family, I have a free gift for all of those who receive Jesus or rededicated their lives. You can just go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button and let me know which invitation you received, and I'll send that gift right out to you. Amen. Glory to God. I'm so happy for you. Let's go to our announcements. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministry is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Is there yet anyone left in the house of Ecos, River Rouge, Southfield, Italy, Rome. Glory to God, that I may show the compassion of the Lord to. Have you been listening to my messages and would like for Sister Shelley to come to your church and bring the free lunch and prayer outreach? Well, prayerfully consider, reach out to me at free lunch and prayer, and we can talk about it. Glory to God. Sister Shelley is here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time. And all I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones and maybe follow me so that way I won't have to send you emails and text messages. Amen. Glory to God. Third point, save the date. August 5th, 2023, we will have our Street Love in-person fundraiser event, and the location is forthcoming. Again, that's August 5th, 2023. I'd love to see you and hug on you and have you come and enjoy the fun. We're going to have free gifts and games and video, and it's just going to be a blessed time with all. Glory to God. To contact or donate, you can go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org. Glory to God. Well, family, we've ended our 15 minutes. Actually, we've gone a little over, but I'm going to go ahead and close out in prayer. But I just pray that you're having a blessed week and that you listened to this message and that you received it, and that whatever you're going through, wherever you're at, that you just take it to the Lord. You know, close that door, even if it's the bathroom door, just close that door and get before him. And say, I don't know. I don't know why I'm always worried. I don't know why I'm always in fear. Help me. And he'll come right where you're at and reveal to you what you need to do. Amen. Because that's the kind of God we serve. That's the God who created you, and he just loves you that much. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go and close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, and that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all say, amen. Family, I love you. And remember, street love begins with you.